Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
It's becoming Don't Come Thursday as ministers follow the example set by John Key and David Shearer and find work outside the chamber, leaving questions to be answered by their junior colleagues.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Health,
Joe Goodhue, an Associate Minister of Health, answering a question for the Minister, Tony Ryle, and doing the honours for his Cabinet colleague, Climate Change Minister Tim Grosser, was his Associate Minister.
The Honourable Simon Bridges.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister for Climate Change Issues,
questions for him were coming from the Greens' Kennedy Graham, who quoted from international experts.
Did the Minister keep in mind the warning by Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman that, quote, if the consensus of the economists is grim, the consensus of the climate experts is utterly terrifying?
The Honourable Simon Bridges.
Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, well, as an international figure myself, I know that person, but the truth is the matter, I also have to take into account a whole range of factors like the New Zealand economy and what's happening globally, and making sure that the New Zealanders, the Green Party says it cares about, have jobs in this country.
Kennedy Graham persisted, prefacing his questions with references to the absent Mr. Grosser.
How can the Minister, whether he's overseas or back in New Zealand, argue that New Zealand is doing its fair
share?
Point
of order, the Honourable John Banks.
Mr. Banks reminded the Speaker of the Convention preventing members from drawing attention to the absence of others.
You can't refer to a member being away or when he is back.
Order, order. I don't think the House needs to spend more time on this issue.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, dismissed Winston Peters' observation that it was Simon Bridges who first drew attention to his minister's absence, and he also rejected the New Zealand First Leader's complaint that Transport Minister Gerry Brownlee had addressed an answer to a question entirely to one of his own colleagues.
The member knows there's no standing order to provide for that. It can only be grandstanding that would cause a member to do that.
Winston Peters, grandstanding, and the Speaker was then flattened by a king hit from the shadow leader of the House.
Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to challenge you. There are very clear standing orders and Speaker's rulings requirements for people to address the chair.
That's got me whacked. Dr. Megan Wood's question.
Question time was followed by the first reading of the Social Security Benefit Categories and Work Focus Amendment Bill, described by its minister, Paula Bennett, as part of a significant package of welfare reforms staged over 2 years.
These reforms will fundamentally shift the focus of the benefit system towards encouraging and supporting more people into paid work. The status quo is not an option any longer.
Social Development Minister Paula Bennett, and now to the committee rooms and this report from Rhys Lyon.
A bill which would require judges to disclose their financial interests in the same way MPs are required to was the subject of submissions to the Justice and Electoral Committee, which heard from Bar Association representative Barrister Justin Smith. He opposed the bill and questioned the necessity for judges to reveal their assets and financial interests.
99.9% completely and utterly thoroughgoingly irrelevant to what a judge does. So most judges would think, why do I have to disclose this sort of stuff at all? It's not that there's anything to be ashamed of. That's not the issue. The issue is just is a fundamental principle of privacy of personal information.
Mr. Smith said if passed into law, the proposed changes would see fewer lawyers aspiring to the judiciary.
There are already quite a few reasons why an otherwise successful barrister would think twice or perhaps even three times about going onto the bench. You have a degree of loss of freedom because you have to sit there all day doing what you're told, where you're told and when. And secondly, because there are financial constraints. Most people think that judges are well remunerated, and on one level they certainly are, but by comparison with what the better members of the bar and firms can earn, the remuneration isn't all that great.
Mr. Smith said that was enough to put off some barristers.
So it really doesn't take a lot extra for an otherwise suitable candidate for judicial appointment to think yet again and decide, no, this is it. Now's not the time, if there ever was a time, which I doubt, where you want to erect yet another barricade or disincentive for judicial appointment.
Bar Association representative barrister Justin Smith making a submission on the Register of Pecuniary Interests of Judges Bill to the Justice and Electoral Committee. That member's bill is in the name of Green MP Kennedy Graham, and the committee is due to report it back to the House by January 16.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.